Morning risings, everyone. It's Oye, and I got something to say. Y'all, it's Oye, and I'm coming here with Throttle once again.
Let's believe it.
We're going to get ready to talk about astrology real quick before we get ready to dip up out of here. Now, I've already talked to him a little bit about astrology, what his moon sign is and sun sign. A lot of y'all don't know is that your sun sign is your ego, and your moon sign is your heart. Flat out. It's the passion. It's what drives you. It's what makes you who you are. So as we're going over his moon sign, I just had to jump on so we can talk about it. So we just read over that his moon sign being a Taurus, he has a tendency to stay in long relationships and love affairs, unhappily, or marriage if he gets married. But he's happy, he cool, okay? Because we previously read that he will stay in a relationship as long as it's sexually heightened, okay? And he cool, he said he's straight. His wife's birthday today.
Yeah. Yep. So right. As we done with this, it's on the floor.
Yep, she about to party it up. Have a great day. All right, so new experiences. Okay, so what I want to tell everybody is Taurus is an earth sign, and earth signs are known to be practical and very intellectual, okay? All of them, regardless, Virgo, Capricorn, all of them have the same characteristics, being under the earth sign characteristic. Now, in the sun, if your sun sign is an earth sign, you're remarkably endurance underlined by stability and perseverance of a Taurus moon that is an excellent combination to achieve success and material wealth. His moon, his earth sign is actually in a fire sign. So with his fire sign, a Taurus moon adds a physical strength in your fiery exuberance and gives you a personality, great force, and the ability to win popularity with the public. So you're really good with the people, because you got a real laid-back personality, very chill. What do you get out of that, though?
I mean, it's pretty much dead on. Like, I am laid-back. I just like to chill. Chill and observe, that's it.
Pretty much.
Chill and observe. Like, I like to learn. If I can't build pyramids with you, there's no need for you to be around.
Hey, pyramids. People don't understand.
That's it. If I can't build
them, they don't understand the 3, 6, 9. Yeah. What the world needs to understand is that y'all, I don't want y'all to sit out here and think that there's one way of thinking. You have to think on several different levels, okay? And having a Taurus moon, it gives you an endurance of a constructive outlook and a sensitive, sensual personality that needs love and security. So if you're able to offer that to somebody who has a Taurus moon, understand that they think on another level. They do. And as we go more and more over, like, his astrology and the ruling planets, like, I don't mind giving anybody insight on what their, characteristics may be as they grow up, because I want to go over his ruling planet. Now, his ruling planet for his moon sign is Venus. But also, when I was telling him what makes him and his wife compatible, is that her ruling planet is Venus. So it's pretty much true, because I told you, like, my moon is Aries, and then who else also shares the Aries? Who also shares Mars as a ruling planet is Scorpio. But overall, the ruling planet for Mars, I do believe, is Scorpio. So, y'all got to learn y'all planets. This stuff really means something. Like, it do mean something.
Yo, I'm learning as we go. This is interesting.
It is. Like, if I had more information, I could break down your finances. I could break down where your relationship go, how many kids you gonna have. I just need more numbers.
I ain't have no more kids.
Why got you enough for that.
I got enough for that.
How many kids you got?
I got 5.
Okay. Well, I
got 5.
I mean, I had a conversation with my other co-host about a couple weeks ago, and she asked me a question, and I would ask you too. How many kids is too many? You said 5 is too many for you.
No, I just like, I've always grew up in a big house, big family, like all of my, you know, my mom had 5 boys, her mom had 5 kids, my grandmother had, my great grandmother had 7.
Mm-hmm.
So we've always had like big family, like it always stopped at like between 5 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
My stepdad had 19.
Mm-hmm.
My godfather had, he was shooting up clubs for real. I don't know what he was rolling.
I don't either.
But he was shooting up a lot of clubs. Back in the day, he was just pow.
Well, you know how we be like one and done.
Yeah, one and done. He was like 30 and
he like, no, I'm falling in it. I'm about to drop. Yeah. Like, how many twins and stuff? Quadruplets. Brand is called Custom Love Designs. I make bracelets.
Yeah, I definitely.
You know what I'm saying? All the spiritual enlightenment that you need. But because we are in a market where people only buy from who they already know, it's really hard trying to get my name out there. So
just send me the information. I will put it out there.
Oh, please. I will. And I will also bring you a bracelet all put together when I come back up here next week. You know what I'm saying? I got to drop these podcasts left and right, y'all, because I went into a little hiatus to readapt myself. Now, when we sit here and we go over our zodiac signs and our moon signs and our, what else is it? Our ascendants and our rising. That's why I'm going to need you to give me that ETA of what time you was born, because I can get all of that and more. I'll show an example on the video blog of what the birth chart looked like from my birth chart, and I'll show you like how my sun is in Scorpio, but my Venus is also in Scorpio. So how people feel about Scorpios, I'm sorry, there's a high sex drive in that.
Yeah, I know a lot of Scorpios. It's just, oh goodness.
Yeah, and that's the part where people don't understand. But as a having a fire sign and then being like the biggest fire sign, like you smack dab in the middle. So you know you like the boss. You sit at the round table. You sit at the head.
Right.
You can't sit at the side.
Right. I can't sit at the sides or the end.
You rule by the sun. You gotta sit boss style. People need to understand. That's why I have to explain it that way. Because when people be like, oh no. Like my sign is the greatest. No, the ones in the middle, they're the bosses. Flat out. Like those are the ones that y'all on the end, which means y'all can get hurt. But me, I'm in the middle. I can't be touched.
Right.
Y'all are my guards.
Right.
So having a fire sign makes you energetic, athletic, active, enthusiastic, passionate, a need to express oneself. But they also say that you're impulsive.
Yeah.
Do you are you impulsive?
Yes, I am.
How many things have you done impulsively during your life?
It depends. Sometimes I just have to be triggered to
be real quick.
Like, I'll just do it.
I'm doing it.
I'll just do it. But then sometimes I'll just do it out of a. I'm more of a risk taker.
Exactly.
Like when I was little. Like when I was little, you know how like most kids would take towels and jump off of the bed,
and fly.
You know what I'm saying, and run
the,
down, right, run
the
down
ground
the
high and
yeah.
stuff like
that. Nah, like I was the kid that like at my grandmother's house, she had some steps, but they was narrow,
mm-hmm.
so it went straight down, and I had to put the towel on. Everything I remember, my whole family can tell you the story. They was in the kitchen and. Steps hit the ground. Boom. Bounced. Boom. Laid there. Everybody thought I was dead. I looked up and was like, Mama, I flew. They was like, this boy is crazy.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say something crazy about this because, all right. So he is a Leo. One more time, y'all. And I want y'all to know how Leos are. My brother is August 19th. Okay? He was probably like 7 or 8 when he did this. Maybe even like 5, probably. He on the couch, had something tied around his neck, said he was about to fly. Okay? It's like 99, 2000. We like, all right, this nigga about to fly for real. Take flight, bro. Bro took flight, fell. Cracked his head on the vent. The duck split his head right in the back. We sitting up there. He like, y'all, I flew. Like, you did, bro. You did. My mother was mad because he had to get 10 stitches.
Right.
So I want to tell you about my daughter, who's also a Leo. She's 7'23". She was probably about 5. We had just moved into the projects down the way in Cleveland, and her dresser was by her bunk bed, and she was on the top bunk, and where I thought she was asleep, taking a nap, because we just moved, and at this time, I was big as a house, because I was pregnant. She climbs off the bed onto the dresser, so it's a tall dresser, and then says she can fly. I don't know what's wrong with y'all in flying.
I don't know, it's like, we like Hardy Boys. We just the ultimate risk taker.
Yeah. She fell and cracked her head and wound up with 3 stitches.
I see. I didn't get any stitches. That's the only thing I could. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's because of where I'm at, or just like my build. Like, I've been in a lot of positions where I should either have a cracked skull or broken arm, fractured ribs or something. Like, you would think, like, this dude is Mick Foley reincarnated. Like, he's just Mankind. Like, but it would just be fun.
Exactly.
Like, it would, and like I was mentioning, like, it was just fun. It's like, oh, this is fun. Like, I remember one time, me and a friend of mine, his white boy, I was actually going to a school out in Coke Falls. And my mom had left for work one night, and they stayed directly next door. His mom had left. So we like, man, you got the boxing gloves? He like, yeah. Boom. So we put on the boxing gloves. So we like, we just about to just do headshots. Whoever get knocked out is just the one that's up. So we just throwing headshots back and forth. He hitting me, I'm laughing. I'm hitting him. He like, wait a minute. I said, no, it ain't over yet. His brother had came and stopped me. Like, yo, you going to kill him. Like, you keep hitting him in his head. He like, dude, he done hit you with so much. He gave you everything,
like
he got.
Everything.
Like, you still there, you laughing. He like, dude, you crazy. I said, no, it was just fun. I just wanted to try it.
Exactly.
I don't know. Like,
but that's what people don't understand. Fire signs, because I have an Aries moon. I just want to try it. Because why not? Who said that I had to not try it? Who said that I had to be the one to not do it? Like, when people, I've had people tell me, you and all your piercings. First off, I'm a bitch that like to be pierced. Okay, who said that I couldn't be pierced? Okay,
I like tattoos.
I love them too. I need more of them. I need some cover-ups and I even tell people this is my estranged husband name, but I tell people that it means niggas after real dough. Let them know. So your moon sign.
That was dope. That was dope.
You know how you gotta flip the
switch.
That
was dope. That one, you can't even freak that one.
That was real. Cause you, I'm already carrying it on me, and right. People ask all the time, and I swear, like, I've had this tattoo. So the marriage went on for about 14 years, but legally to the government, we're still married. So we are in year 15.
Right.
But when I ended it was in 2019, so we 14 and
up. You know how it is when you're on paper. It's still, that's the reason why, you know.
And that's my whole thing. Right. And I hope that the next person understands that I don't want to be on paper.
Right. Like, I don't know. It's just that's a good point. Cause that's weird.
Yeah, because when you're on paper, everything connects you. regardless if you want to be connected or not.
Our grandparents didn't do that.
No, they didn't. They just jumped the broom and called it a day. And literally, even to my grandmother, had a common law marriage. Common law here in Ohio was abolished in the 90s.
Right.
So.
There's a lot of stuff that's abolished because you get away with it.
Exactly.
But they took away the self-defense law.
Here?
The only way that you can get away with said self-defense is that the intruder has to break in and be trying to leave back out.
But what if they break in my car and I'm in my car?
You're fucked. Period.
Because I want people to know I have a license to carry, but I don't give a fuck about the license. I'm going to let you know I'm carrying because y'all getting too ruthless out here. Because at this point, my life is over any type of material thing.
I say, me personally, light the ass up.
Well, then let's go.
I don't care. Me, I'm personal. I like knives.
Okay.
I like to be intimate with it. I don't want to shoot from a distance. Like,
who's that? Is that Freddy Krueger with the knives on his head? And that's Jason.
I want to be intimate with it. You know what I'm saying? Like Michael Myers. And I want you to know, like, this is the line you crossed. This is where you took me.
Damn.
So this is where we at.
You make me think about Tommy from Power.
Yeah.
Because that nigga loves his knife.
Like, I just want you to know. Like, that's just me.
Man. Okay. So to finish off the rest of the fire sign is that fire signs take the initiative. Regardless, we take the initiative. If you don't take the initiative, like if a man don't take the lead, the fire sign, if you with a fire sign, the fire sign taking the lead flat out. If, you know, you go out here and I'm very outgoing, but I'm very introverted, but I have a little mild extrovertedness in me. And I say really mild because I can only deal with people in small increments.
It's spurts. Yeah, I can deal with you in spurts.
I can't have you too much, like.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. Like, I don't even talk to people that much.
Like, you can't hang out with the same person for 2 months straight.
No, no, hell no. Not even 2 hours straight.
Oh, okay.
I'm
about to say something to make you feel real offended.
I don't care.
Get ready to go.
I tell them I can fight. I don't care.
That's my thing. Like, I was sitting up there telling everybody how I can roll with you. I don't have no problem, but you better be prepared for what I say out of my mouth because I don't give a fuck.
Flat out.
One, and the other part is that if you so concerned about where your life is, why the fuck you fucking with me? Because I'm gonna be blunt as fuck. And if you want your feelings spared, I advise you go the other way.
Go the other way.
Because I'm sorry, and that's one thing I did a lot in my relationship because I was telling him like one time he got mad at me because I said he's like, I don't like the way that you told them that you're not sure if I'm the right man for you. I said, well, what have you done to show me that you were? I'm like, you know, remember, I've only been in two relationships. One was when I was in high school, which means I was a kid, and the second one I started in high school with you. So tell me what you show, because you paid some bills. You want me to be cool with that, right? Exactly. What you do? I got us a house. No, we got us a house. Cause last time I checked, my name on there too. So again, what you do? He was like, well, I get you stuff. Okay. I'm listening. There was nothing else.
Some people think that materialistic shit is everything.
Cause it's not. You want to hate. You want to be the cause of my happiness, right, and not the cause of my downfall. See, a lot of times he was more of the cause of my downfall. Like one day he set me off into a really bad anxiety attack because he said I never motivated him in his life. Hurt my heart to myself. I've been with you for over a decade, almost two decades. And you say I never motivated you in your life. I never told you when we were teenagers that you should get out here and find something to do that makes you the money that you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because when you met me, I had two jobs.
Right.
You ain't have no job. But I still made you feel like a man because I would slide you money on the side just so you can go out and pay for our dates. Because I was that type of woman. I wanted you to be the masculine. I want my man to take the lead. Take the lead. I don't want to be the masculine. I don't want to be the man.
Yeah, but some females, this new generation, they can't deal with that. Mm-mm. They want to miss independent and all this other stuff, and they want to run. You want to wear it? Okay, listen, look.
No.
I tell you, look, here you go. Here go my helmet. Here go my boots. Strap up for war.
No.
Can you handle it then?
No.
And you can't.
No, because I don't want to be in the forefront. Look. Time and time again, and I'll admit, he has, like, come through for me time and time again. Like, one time, we stayed on the west side of Cleveland. The man downstairs, him and his girlfriend, they would play music. At the awkwardest times of day, and my kids were small at the time, so they would be going to bed around, like, 8:30. You know what I'm saying? So they'd start blasting music. And they're like, we don't care, it's the holiday, but my kids are asleep. That's all I'm saying. Show some compassion. I'm not playing music when your kids are asleep. Well, why are your kids asleep? It's the weekend. It's my house, okay? Kids go to sleep at a certain time, okay? I need my, this is where I find myself when my children are asleep. When they're resting, exactly. When they're resting, I'm able to meditate. I'm able to gravitate. I'm able to understand, process the feelings that went on through the day. But, and like, we ain't walking on no LCS for you, so I call the landlord. I do the proper steps before I involve the, what do they call them? Police, the authorities.
I am the authority.
Exactly, but at the same time, I couldn't be the authority. I had to be an adult.
Yeah, I'll still be an adult, but I'll be the authority. I don't care. Listen, look, my kids asleep. Can you turn this shit down?
No, like, I'm
turn it down. Okay, I'm gonna ask very vaguely the next time. I'm like, yo, my fucking kids asleep. Can you turn this shit down?
Man, throttle. I'm telling you, yeah, I did that.
Time, and I'm gonna tell you, call your family, call whoever, because now I'm snatching you out of your house. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, turn this shit down. Like, I don't care.
And that's what it came down to. And this is what brings out your Taurian side, your moon side. So, and because my spouse was a Virgo, so it brought out his side. Because I already told you. So my whole thing of it all is, once I contacted the landlord trying to be civil. I involved the police. I'm like, and the police said, did you contact the landlord? I'm like, I'm dead, but the landlord's not doing nothing about it, and it's already about to be 10 o'clock. Like, I'm tired of going through this battle right now. I just want to get some rest and relax. So, after the police came, I guess the landlord called. The landlord called the police. They came. They was like, you know, turn down the music. It's late. You got to stay in the two family. You know, just be courteous to the people upstairs. And this is where I learned that I never wanted to live under people. I always wanted to live above people because I didn't want those problems. But in the same token, people at the bottom think they're entitled to something.
Right.
Because they feel like, we at the bottom, we got the porch, you know what I'm saying? We got the steps, we entitled to everything, but they not. So they really tried to do, like, little stuff to, like, try to mess with me. They broke my car and all type of stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I'm trying to don't push my gangster because, don't you know, I have an Aries moon. Fuck you up, because I keep trying to tell you that the guards stay on the outside and they will fuck you up. So we go ahead all. I call him. I'm like, look, I don't know what's going on, but the police already been here. They keep playing music. He like, I'm on my way. Took a test, wound up actually passing the test, which was crazy. Took that bitch in 7 minutes. I'm talking about pulled up to the house and all you hear is going. And I'm like, ma, you know, right here. She like, what? I'm like, yeah. She like, how you know? I said, I can hear him. She was like, what you hear? I said, banging. She's like, that's it? I said, you aren't mad. That's all I need to hear. And she like, all right. So she calls the police. I go downstairs. He like, man, bring it. I'm like, outside. This, that, and the other. He was like, man, I don't know what you're doing. You talking about fuck me and stuff like that. You know she gonna call me. That's my wife. I'm like, why are you playing these games? I ain't scared of you. So we snatch him off the porch. So at that point, just like I was sitting there, like I'm laughing the whole time I'm on the phone with my mama, because I'm like, I tried to warn you, nigga. Like, I tried to warn you.
I tried to. But you thought it was sweet. You thought it was cotton candy.
And he really did. He thought that he wasn't going to do nothing.
Cotton candy. Now, nigga, they yoked you up out of your goddamn socks and your soul stuck at the altar. Now,
Oh, yeah. And the whole time, like, I'm standing there. I'm even standing next to his girl. She like, stop him. Why? She, I'm like, I asked y'all nice. I came down here, knocked on the door, then the landlord involved the police. I shouldn't have to continue to ask you anymore. Now, you gonna take this ass from like a man. So the whole time I'm sitting up there, and then she like, he's smacking him. I said, no, he's punching him. And she like, no, it sounds like smack. I'm like, no, he has a really big hand. Like, his fist was like, so I'm like, he has a really big hand. Trust me, those are punches. Like, while she's standing up there, and I'm being really cordial, because I'm like, I mean, you can get the same ass whooping, but I'm just going to be really casual, because dude already is taking your...
Yeah, he getting his ass
whooped. And he was,
Yeah.
And she was one of us.
See, yeah.
And she actually, and that's why I said, I'm like, you set your dude up. You set your dude up for the OPW. All you had to do was compromise. Okay. It's already late. My kids are asleep. Why are you doing this?
I don't know. People are cool. I'm not going to say everybody in Cleveland, but a few. I've met a lot of good people from Cleveland, but some of them are just fucking weird.
They are. 100%.
Especially the dudes. They weird.
Hey, man. I say, hey.
They weird.
Hey, if I show you my video blog from yesterday, I said the same thing. Yes, I said, niggas is weird.
They weird. Like, I'm from Akron, and it's a difference. It depends on the side of town is the type of nigga you get.
Amen.
If you go to the east side, you know you about to be with some grimy, savage life niggas. You go to the south side, you in the gutter. Them niggas do whatever fuck. Mm-hmm. Then we just gonna leave it at the end of the gutter. You go to the north side, you got Chung Lee, Ching Chong, no motherfucker. But then you got the north side niggas. They stay in their own lane.
I was gonna say,
come down to the west, it's split between the hill and the from the hill. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different everything. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, we talk different. We walk different. We different. Down in the V is the same way. It's just, you know, I don't know. Cleveland niggas is weird. Like,
man, weird as hell. Weird as hell. I so agree on every level, man. Every level. Now, the reason why I say that is, now how you just described AK Ron. I'm going to describe Cleveland, because born and raised.
Cleveland, like New York, y'all got like five boroughs.
Boroughs, yep, I was about to say, okay, because you got it. Okay, and this is before you hit the west side, okay? You have the north side, which is St. Clair Superior. Them, they kill their own family, okay?
Right
in front of you and won't say nothing.
Right.
Then you come down a little bit, it's like almost midtown. These people, they want to be family and united, but still a kill their own. Okay, we go a little bit more towards like Woodland. That's classified as the South,
right,
which is actually more like Midtown. But they clicked up to a lot of Kinsman County type dudes and stuff like that. I feel like all those dudes that were raised in that area are weird. That Buckeye, Woodland, Kinsman area, all the way to Union, they're weird. So their mentality is not the same as everybody else. They'll kill, but they'll shoot, but they won't, you know what I'm saying, kill. You know what I'm saying?
They so slow.
Right. They're not as trill as the north side. You know what I'm saying? Then we go down the way. Down the way have no respect for anything at all. So if you live down the way, they robbing your house, they stealing your car, whatever. You bound to get it all down the way. Then we go over to the west side. We got the Hispanic panics. In the Caucasian persuasions, okay? Well, unfortunately, a lot of Hispanic panics and Caucasian persuasions become considered as black. So you get all the same things that you got from the other side of town, from the east side, which is the other side of town. That's one area that's divided into four. You get on the west side in one.
Everything,
yeah, it is. It is. So we're going to go ahead and jump back into astrology. So earth signs are practical, stable, importance on security. They're patient, industrious, strong-willed, able to apply oneself towards long-range goals. So that's why I asked, was that your brand? Because you're establishing yourself for a long-range goal.
Right. Born a villa entertainment.
Y'all hear that?
It is a reason behind that name.
What's your reason?
Because as a black man, when you're born, you're already labeled a villain.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Man, the minute you found out you're a boy,
yeah, it's over.
It's gonna be a problem.
Get deeper than that on another.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, we definitely go into that in another episode.
We'll get into that on another episode.
I really appreciate Throttle for coming in, and we doing another episode of It's Oye, and I got something to say. I got to get out here, y'all, so I can go get my kids lunch, but y'all continue to walk in your purpose.
Yes, Lord.
So, we out, y'all.
Peace.